I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, and you feel me? B-Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flip, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chilling with my home girl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen to that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Hello and welcome to this evening's edition of Chocolate City Radio with your girl Chalk Mommy, and I have the lovely Black Dahlia online with me tonight. I know it's been a while since I've been online. I always do my Sunday show, but I never actually do a show where I'm talking, and that's only because I've been going through like so much lately. Yesterday, we buried my aunt. She passed last Friday. She had a massive stroke, and she was on life support, and we took her off. And, you know, we went ahead and celebrated her life yesterday. That was kind of hard for me. And then I'm still recovering from this funky-ass operation on my shoulder that is going, like, the recovery is, like, real slow, like, really, really, really slow. So, you know, enough talking about me for right now. Tonight's topic is going to be about domestic violence. And basically, October is Domestic Violence Month, along with Cancer Awareness Month. And I decided to do a show on domestic violence because I have been a victim. I grew up watching my mom be a victim of domestic violence. And it's like so many different women that go through different things dealing with that. So I thought it would be nice to talk about it for guys that have hit a female. I mean, you can call in. I'm not here to judge you or anything like that. That's not what the show is about, because I've hit a dude before. But basically, it's just for us to share our experiences as human beings, see what we can learn from it, and then go on to something else. You know what I mean? So, it's only appropriate that I start the show out with Love is Blind by Eve. But before I do that, we're going to bring in Dahlia because I know she got something to say because she's been missing in action about as long as I have. So, what's up, girl?
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
Man.
It's been busy, crazy busy.
I'm sure. Like, life is crazy because it's like, we used to talk all the time, and I think you called to check on me for my surgery, and girl, I feel like talking to nobody because I was mad at the world. Like, when I came out of surgery, I was just mad at the world because I couldn't.
I don't blame you.
And I didn't listen. The doctor lied. Anytime a doctor tells you, oh, you're not going to feel any pain and everything, it's like afterwards, you know, he's lying. He was like, he's like, yeah, you'll feel a little pain. Okay, I cried after the nerve block wore off. When I had to do my exercises, I cried for like 3 days. And my kids are just like, we never see our mom cry. And so,
yeah.
Yeah, so taking a shower is, like, so hard. I can raise my arm 35 degrees right now, you know?
Yeah.
The goal for the first month is to raise it 90 degrees. I can't wear any of my clothes. All I can do is wear big-ass I can only wear big-ass shirts and stuff like that. And baggy-ass shorts. And it's crazy because I'm like, I can't do anything. So I'm on stick cam tonight. So, you know, hey, this is my shoulder, the one I had surgery on. So it's like people are like, what are you doing? Who are you talking to? So this is like the first video appearance that I've made since my surgery. I may have taken a picture too and posted it on Instagram, but as far as me like actually doing something live on cam, fuck no. It's
mm-hmm.
But other than that, no. So it's just like, So, you know, October is Domestic Violence Month. So we had to do a show. I mean, we're females, you know what I'm saying? We have to talk about it. And then I was going to do the show last night, but it's like I didn't feel like doing the show after burying my aunt yesterday because I was still emotional and just going through what I had to go through.
Yeah.
And the day before that, you know, everybody kept talking about this little Reese. And did you see the video where he jumped on the girl and him and his dude was hitting her?
No. Wait, what happened?
It's a rapper, Lil Reese, out of Chicago. And him and a girl was getting to an argument, and he started beating her, and his dude was helping him hit her. Then not only did you, like, jump her, after you, mm-hmm. like, beat the shit out of the girl, you started stumping her. Who in the fuck does that?
Wow.
It's on YouTube. He signed to Def Jam. I mean, I looked him up on YouTube, and I'm like, okay, he's going to suck because all his videos got, like, over 6 figures, you know. Rick Ross, Waka Flocka, and everything like that. And when I seen that he was signed to Def Jam, it's like, what in the fuck is going on?
Wow. That's crazy. I thought we was going to talk about that bus driver up a good.
Okay. You know.
I'm sorry, but I laughed. I mean, I don't condone men hitting women, but I mean, but she kind of like hit him first, and then like I heard that like she spit on him. Like she lucky that's all she got.
That was wrong for her to go through all of that, everything like that, right? But like he did her so dirty. You gotta admit, he did not drop her though.
I mean, it really looked like he hit the mess out of her, but it didn't look like he did it full force. He looked like he just did that with ease.
But I'm like, damn.
Like, I think if he wanted to have hit her harder, I think he very well could have.
I mean, true indeed, but my thing is, ladies, like, I'm not saying that it's right for a man to hit you, because, like, most women cannot be the man. You know what I'm saying? Okay, Kid Money 3 in the chat room, her internet isn't working right now, so she can't cam up with us, but she's working on that right now. Dahlia, Kid Money, and Stick Cam chat room wanted you to cam up with us. But it's like, I'm not condoning it by far. Trust me, I'm not condoning it. But I feel like women, when you come and you step up to a man and you're putting your hands on him and you're being the aggressor, don't get mad when he hits you.
Yeah. I feel like if you step up, be prepared to get knocked down. That's how I feel in any situation.
Now, with studs, when you run up on a dude, like, you want to fight him and he knock your ass out, I don't got no sympathy for you.
Me either.
I mean, I just, like, I don't know. Maybe it's, I'm just biased and some shit like that. But I just feel like when you're arguing with somebody and it escalates, you guys need to separate from one another. Y'all need to go your separate ways. Like, hand talking is never good because it leads to so much other shit. Because there's only so much a person is going to beating them before they look for a weapon to fuck you up. You know what I'm saying? Because I was in a situation like that. And it's just like arguing, but when it gets to the point where you're raising your voices and it's just getting, like, just super, super high, then go about your business.
I agree.
Because me, I grew up watching my mom and dad fight. You know what I'm saying? So I knew that that wasn't right, and I knew not to mess with somebody that was going to be abusive. So the very first boyfriend that I had, he used to play mind games with me. I'm the worst person to play mind games with. You feel me? So I'm not the jealous type, the insecure type, or anything like that. So, you know, one night he came home, and he was just like, oh, I'm going to go back to college and be with my old girlfriend. Okay. I'm on the phone talking to my best friend. I'm like, yo, I'm Trina. Let me call you back because Reggie's talking about he can go to this bitch back up in the mountains, so I need to call and get me some replacement dick. As soon as I said dick, this motherfucker had yoked me up and punched me in my face like 5 times.
Wow.
You were somebody I couldn't be with because you put your hands on me from something that you did. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, that started a little cycle, and then he had bit me. And I'm like, yo, I can't fucking be with you. You know what I'm saying? So I got away from that situation only to marry somebody that ended up being abusive, you know? And he saw his mom and dad going through it. He wasn't ready to be married. He didn't want me to be with anybody. He didn't want anybody else to come and snatch me up or whatever. So I'm just like, okay, you know, something ain't right. And then, you know, you become the victim. You only going to take so many ass whoopings before you be like, you know what? I ain't taking this shit no more. Then you're going to start fighting back. And then you're going to start being the aggressor to a certain point.
Right.
So I got to hell on, you know? And then in the interim and stuff like that, you know, I dated guys and we had, like, different. It's like, it's not a thing. Then, you know, I had one boyfriend, like, he was, like, one of the types, you don't go to bed angry. Like, we don't, if we have an argument, there's no going to sleep until we talk it out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, I'm all right. But then, I don't want to talk. I'm tired. I want to go to sleep. So, because I said, no, I want to go to sleep, you decided to pick me up and... So, you put your hands on me. So, right then and there, it was time for us to go ahead and let that relationship go. I had to let you go.
Wow.
There was no need in sticking around. Because if you put your hands on a person once, then it's no telling what they'll do. You know what I'm saying?
I've never been in an abusive relationship. Or had anybody I was dating, like, put their hands on me or anything like that. I think I usually deal with guys who are more mellow and less hot-headed because I'm a hot-headed person. And, I mean, two hot-headed people is just, it's not going to work, period.
No, it's not, because that's like gas and fire, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly, exactly. So, I mean, I choose to deal with mellow guys who have patience, who, because, I mean, like, I can blow up. And I think if in any situation, I'd probably be the abusive one just because I get so hot-headed and, like, I'd be ready to hit something, somebody. Like, I get upset, but I've been working on my anger and stuff. I mean, and it's never really, well, I don't want to say it's never really resulted to that because I have hit one of my exes or whatever. But, like, honestly, him, I could have beat him up if I wanted to, like, for real. He was... I mean, a lot of people be like, ah, but he was a little guy, and he just, I mean, he just had to do, like, we was out one time, and we got in an argument about this because we were, you know, at the club hanging out or whatever, and another dude came up to me and grabbed my hand and, like, started holding my hand and, you know, trying to get at me. While my dude was there, and I mean, obviously he knew that was my dude because we was hugged up, you know, we was booed up in the club, whatever. And this has happened like a couple times. We'll be in the mall, and another dude will come up to me and just try to talk to me, like, and I'm just like, you're not gonna say nothing, like. Anyway, he was just a punk, and I can't do no punk. I don't mind having a quiet, mellow guy, but I can't do no punk. So we got into it or whatever, and I was just like, seriously, like. You're scary, and I don't like that. Any man who's not going to defend my honor or, you know what I'm saying, can't do it. So that was
it. It's crazy because I've been in, you know, when I was married, you know, it was abusive, and I ended up cutting my ex because we got into it, and he kept hitting me in my face, you know. So all I could do was just grab a pair of scissors and just slice his hand. You know, that was kept hitting me in my face. So then, you know, after that and, you know, dating a guy that threw me across the room, you know, I didn't have any more abusive relationships and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Then,
yeah.
You know, I met this guy. I re-met somebody that I had grew up with, and he had this bedtime and everything like that. And, you know, I was hustling, and I'm the type of person, if I'm hustling and you're hustling and you don't know what the fuck you're doing, I'm going to show you the right way to get legal paper so you don't get caught up and get fucked up because I study my craft or whatever. So we ended up getting close like that. But what I didn't know is he was, like, really angry. I don't know what it is about red men, but they got mad, crazy, fucked up attitudes, right? So it's like... we would argue sometimes, and it's like he would yoke me up, but it would be like in a, it was more like in a, like when he did it kind of like turn me on. Maybe I was crazy or whatever, right? But then he started getting physical real quick, you know? So I'm like, what in the hell? Like, what? I'm saying, like, when me and my ex-husband used to fight, it was nothing like what I was going through with old dude, you know what I'm saying? So, it's like, he was, like, seriously doing harm. Because he would, like, hit me and everything like that. He was a cheater. So when other people would tell me that they saw him, because people felt like we didn't have any business being together. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's like, it'd be like, what the fuck? These two don't need to be together because he ain't shit. And she is, like, a good person. You know? So it's like, one night, my brother saw him at a strip club, and I'm out hustling, making paper. I come to the crib. I'm like, yo, so you go to the strip club? Girl, I never saw her coming. He slapped the shit out of me. I had his handprint on my face, like, you know, wept the fuck up. And I was like, oh, wow. You know, that was a sign right there. But, you know, love is blind. You know, I'm feeling him, so to speak. So then, you know, we're still dealing with each other. And then shit just starts getting worse, you know what I mean? To the point where we are, like, fighting. Neighbors are calling the police. My friends sense of concern for my safety because he was like one of those people, like, only way to leave a person like that is either I was going to have to kill him or he was going to have to kill me, you know?
So, yeah.
It got to a point where, you know, shit just started getting crazier. So my thing was, guys, let's see. One time, what happened? He didn't like anybody talking to me that I grew up with. He was very jealous and possessive, you know? So I think one time we had got into it. And he had hit me so hard that whenever I came outside in the sunlight, the sun hit my eyes.
Wow.
And then, and he had spit on me and he pulled a gun on me. He made me get undressed in the middle of the street. And the last that, like, really, I think one time we got into it. And you remember how I told you that you can only take so much?
Yeah.
Well, I got tired of being a victim, and I started fighting back. So then it's like when I hit him, it's like, it's so good. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah, it felt so good to where it's like he was talking shit and I was tired and he was sleeping. And I broke into his room and I was standing over him while he was asleep. And he woke up like, oh shit. And we started fighting. And when I tell you I had him hemmed up in the bathroom, and I think I was one hit away from breaking my hand. That's how much I had hit him, and that's how hard I was hitting him. And then I made his ass take me to the hospital so I could see if my hand was broken. And I think the last straw was when we had went to Atlanta, and we had been arguing because he always swore up and down I was cheating. And he hit me while I was driving. And then he accused me of cheating, you know, the insecure shit and everything like that. And
of course, because that's what he's doing, so he assumes you're doing
it. Exactly. And you remember those little pagers? I mean, this is probably before your time, like the Skype page that had the caller ID. They were
my mama had a clear one.
Okay, well, he took one of those, and he hit me in my face, and it split my lip. Like, you know, he hit me hard, and it split my mouth open. And it was like, what was crazy was he kept punching me in my face. And so I asked him to stop so I could go into a gas station so I could get some ice because I'm feeling like, you know what, if someone sees me and see my face, someone has got to help me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they didn't. So here I am in the store leaking, fucked up. And he's like, get your ass back in the truck.
And you saw Tina Turner. Nobody.
Yeah, I see Tina Turner, but damn it. I'm not fucking Tina Turner. You know
exactly. So if nobody helped her, and she was... I would have. I mean, I can't really say what I would and wouldn't do in this instance, but I know my temper, and, like, if anybody hit me, like, I go off. Like, I go off. If anybody even tell me that they gonna hit me, like, that just gets me boiling, and I get so mad. Like, I have the worst temper. Like, you know, I'm a cool person, but my temper is just crazy.
I mean, but for me, it's just like, I was always one of those chicks telling my homegirls, like, girl, how you gonna stay with him? You better leave him, fuck that. You better fight back. You better do this. You better do that. And then it's like, how I catch myself on this end. So how we ended up getting away from each other is we both went to jail and we both ended up going to prison for different things in our life, not anything for me and him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like, you know, and then what's crazy is when somebody is in prison and if they can reach out and tell touch you? They normally can't because this bitch broke in my apartment and stole everything while I was locked up and while he was locked up. So that was like the last, no, that was, okay, that was like 2001. So, you
right.
know, me being a roughneck, ride or die chick, you know, doing my crimes, hustling in the drug game and the white collar shit or whatever, right? And mm-hmm. like, I did my time, came home in 2006, dated people and had normal relationships. Well, then in 2009, that's when I met the man that I thought was the man of my dreams. You know what I'm saying? So, I never liked a guy with dreads, but he was cute. He had a very nice smile and everything like that. So I exchanged numbers. I was a sucker because he was like, oh, I just came home from prison.
Is this the Haitian dude or whatever you...
I am like a Haitian. This is the one that fucked up my whole life. And it was
this
like,
the one with the car, right?
Nope.
No? It was worse than that?
Yeah. Yeah, it was the Haitian never put his hands on me. He just put a root on me. You know what I'm saying? So that's
girl, you done been.
Yeah, I've been through it. So with this one, it was like he was everything that I wanted. You know what I'm saying? He was like the perfect gentleman. He pampered me. He cooked for me. Stuff that I normally hadn't experienced. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm like, all right, cool, this is good. This is real good. And then, before I know it, this bitch done moved in. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn. Okay, it wasn't all that big, but he could eat the hell out some coochie and shit like that. And, you know, there was a mirror beside the bed, so I did sit there and look at us fuck, and that turned me on even more. Like, oh, shit, yes, you know what I'm saying? The way that I was dominating him in bed was good. Then the dark side came out because, you know, in my hometown, I'm very popular. You know, I hustled, I went to prison, I was a good person. My cousin was like the Black Johnny Cochran of Greensboro, North Carolina. My brother was well known, my kids well known. Just the last name is just a popular last name or whatever. So it's like, he would want people to see us together. He wanted people to see him drive my car. So they'd be like, oh, shit, that's who she with now? Like, I guess, like, out of a respect thing or any some shit like that or whatever, right? So then it's like he would be, like, getting mad because, you know, I'm not an ugly chick. So if I step out or go out somewhere, people would go,
right.
What the fuck?
Right.
You don't want nothing ain't nobody else going to look at if. Ain't nobody looking at your dude or looking at your chick. You might want to evaluate who the fuck you is. And get something else, you know? So, it's like, for me, it was just different. So then he started tripping and flipping and stuff like that. Then I started seeing the possessiveness and him always wanting to be in my phone. When I'm asleep, I wake up and I got all these different messages from MySpace and Yahoo Messenger. Mind you, I don't even use Yahoo Messenger, but it was my phone logged in. He's sending dudes messages like, yo, you know Pam, because I wasn't Chalk Mommy then, I was just Pam, you know? And it's just like, it got crazy. Then the handshaking started coming. So, first time, he got mad at me, and he slapped me, and he threw me across the porch. I was like, oh, no. This ain't gonna work. So I put some paper in his wife. You know what I'm saying? I didn't take the paper out of his wife, but I was one of those dumb ass females, and I'll be the first to admit I was dumb as fuck because I felt like if I stayed with him and helped him work with his issues, his anger, because when I was married, we did anger management, and that worked. So I felt like if we got counseling as a couple, then maybe this bitch would change. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Girl, that ain't
wrong.
Yeah, wrong. Because he still kept doing the same old shit and everything like that, right? And what happened was things started getting worse. They didn't get any better. You know, he would be like, oh, I'm sorry, this, that, and the third. Then I started finding out he was cheating. You know what I'm saying? I'm never going to run a man's phone because that's not me. I don't have to do that. I'm going to
make
your own shit. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. my thing was, okay, bitch, run your phone. And for me, it wasn't about the text messages or anything like that. I don't want to see what's in your inbox. Let's go to your outbox because I know he wasn't dumb enough to delete the clean it out.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like I wanted to see what he was writing. You know what I'm saying? And then that's when I found out he was fucking with a troll.
Aren't they always?
Yeah, he was ugly as fucking everything. So then you get mad at me because you get caught cheating and you cut me. Your knife and you cut me, and then after
that's
you cut me, you want to fuck me? Yeah, it's like you want to fuck me. So as well, after this, I'm like, yo, we over. But he wasn't the type of person that was really trying to get up out of my house. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, like, and my kids would fuck him up. So my kids had everything to lose, and he had nothing to gain. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't want to put my kids in harm's way because I had a cousin that got killed like that, getting in between his mom and her boyfriend. So I always swore that I would never put my kids in any type of situation like that. You know what I mean? So that's what I did. So somebody wants me to stand up. They're not going to see that because I got on a baggy-ass t-shirt and some sweatpants. That's all I can wear right now. So it's like, to make a long story short, the system does not work for me. Restraining orders. I did everything that I was supposed to do. And every time that we broke up, he knew my schedule. He knew when I would be most vulnerable and not around my kids and everything like that. So he fucked around there and he caught me slipping. Every time he caught me slipping. Now, we was together for 2 months. The first month was all right. Second month was me trying to get the fuck away from him because he was so fucking violent. And in that last month, I got beat up a total of 4 times, cut and stabbed, you know, fucking communicating threats. I put like 7 charges in his life, you know.
Dang.
And the system failed me because they still served a restraining order on him. And, you know, every time he was kicking my ass, he was like, oh, so you took the restraining order out, huh? Oh, man, you know what I'm saying? And it was crazy because I was in the living hell. I couldn't take a shower without one of my kids standing in the hallway or talking to me because the second to the last time he attacked me, I was in the shower. And he seen a message from my cop friend that was trying to help me, and he felt like that the cop disrespected him, but we wasn't together. So while I was in the shower, this motherfucker punched me in my face, you know what I'm saying? And I fell in between the toilet and the wall, and my jaw shifted. So it was just like, wow, you know? And then, like, the last time, I was just, like, trying to get him away from my house, and I felt bad because he had, like, all these clothes that I had put out, you know what I'm saying? I was like, come get your shit, and he was taking forever. So I took a picture of his shit and sent it to him on the curb right before trash day.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, I'm not going to let him walk all the way down the street, girl. I don't know why the fuck I did that. Because as soon as I'm off of the my car and I'm taking him to where I thought he was going, this motherfucker pulls out his knife and is like, oh, you shouldn't have never let me in your car. You're going to die today. And I was on the phone talking to my mother. And my mom was like, what's going on? And I'm like, Jai, tell my mom what you're about to do to me. Tell my mom what you're about to do to me. You love my mom so much. Tell her what you're about to do to me. So while he's talking to my mom, he wanted me to go make a right, but I took a left. And I took a left, and when I turned left, he stabbed me in my hand with a knife, and I was able to get into the store parking lot, get out of the car, grab my purse, and run into the store.
Girl.
And the police came, you know, and they couldn't catch him. And so I had to go on Facebook and tell my life story about being abused and what he did to me because he was very attractive and he was going to be picking up other women. And it's not the point that I was jealous. It's the point, look, chicks, y'all need to understand who the fuck y'all dealing with. I didn't want them to be me because I found out that he had been beating women up since 1993.
Wow.
When I felt like my life was in danger, I was like, I sent my cop a friend. I sent my friend that's a cop a message, and I was like, yo, if anything happens to me, this is who did it. You know what I'm saying? So ran his name and everything, and then he was just like, oh, shit, what have you gotten yourself into? So to make a long story a little shorter, press the asked to have my day in court to be able to speak and let the court know what my life was like dealing with him. Well, they never instructed me when he went to court. Never let me to have my day in court. So all the seven charges that he got, which should have been, they were felonies. They should have been left as felonies, and he should have been hit with the habitual offender law. They gave him 120 days and consolidated him. And he went to prison. Never knew that he went to prison. Only reason I knew he came home is because I kept staying on top of it. I was able to get a new Social Security number. So people that are listening, if you know someone that has been a victim of domestic violence or they're going through that, they can get a new Social Security number. Because I have my police report, my court document, and basically you can have a police officer that you dealt with in your situation do a letter, you know, and you know, you take it down there and you tell them what happened, and they will grant you a new life over because they're here to protect you. Because people don't understand, like, guys that beat you and severely beat you and you've been involved with them and they know your information and stuff like that, especially when they go to jail, there's no telling what the fuck they'll come home and do to you.
Yep.
You know? And it's scary because when this bitch got out of jail, he found me on Facebook because I had, my page got deleted. You know, I got haters. And I guess I can't post butt-ass booty naked pictures on Facebook either.
What? You can't do that? Wow, never knew that. Especially the little, when it tells you that you can't do it, you know.
You know, I don't know. You know, I do what the fuck I want to. So, what happened was, you know, it got deleted, and he was just like, we live and we learn, no hard feelings, the sex was just that good. Men, if you're listening, if pussy makes you beat a bitch, good pussy, great pussy, like supersonic pussy, if it makes you want to beat a woman, I suggest you jack your dick for the rest of your life, or you just become a down low brother and just become a top or a bottom. Because if good pussy got you being stupid like that, then you shouldn't want to fuck ever in life again.
You know, it's just a control thing. Definitely a control thing.
But it didn't control me because then he was just like, you know what, I miss the sex. I miss hearing you come, this, that, and the third. You think we can see each other again? Are you fucking serious? Like, why would I even want to take myself back down that road? You know what I'm saying? Because I can return the favor and tell him the sex was just that good that I lost my mind. I can't even come all the time. But if I was looking at that mirror, I could. I know. It's bad. So, it's like, you know, me, I can take a fucked up situation and make it funny because life is too short to sit back and be a prisoner to your circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Life is too short. Ladies, if you're with somebody that's kicking your ass, love does not hurt. It's not supposed to hurt unless he has a big dick and you have a small pussy and he's fucking the shit out of you.
Girl, I'm over you. I am so over you right now.
And then it's making love that shit hurt. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like, when you're in a relationship, really, love should not hurt. And if the dude is always finding himself wanting to hand check you, you need to step back out of that situation and be like, yo, is this a place that I really want to be? Is this a person that I really want to be with? And then you need to go somewhere else. Because, like, it's not worth it. It's really not. Because at the end of the day, it's like he feels like it's okay to touch you. If you have kids and they see that, you're teaching them it's okay to be a receiver or a giver.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you don't want just walking around beating bitches' asses because they say, oh, shit. My dad did it, or my mom.
Exactly. Exactly.
So it's like, you know, stop, sit back, reflect, think about what you're doing, and make better choices. Because putting your hand on somebody has, like, so many serious repercussions now. You will go to jail. You will have a record. That's the shit that will happen. And the thing is it worth it? If the motherfucker is cheating, let him cheat. Let him go. It's a million motherfuckers in the world for you to be stressing one dick. If your chick is cheating, let the bitch go. Why stress over a trifling motherfucker that ain't worth it when you can have a million good bitches? I mean, that's how I look at things, you know. And then if your mate tells you that you can have something on the side because maybe their dick isn't big enough or the good enough, then I'm okay, then that's understandable. You was given permission. But just to be downright out doing that shit and then you want to come home and fight your mate because you're in the fucking wrong? No. Don't work like that. Not at all. So it's like, you know, sit back, think about it, you know, and weigh out the good and the bad, the pros and the cons. Good dick beats my ass. Bad dick, but he loves the fuck out of me. He adores me. I'll take bad dick and be adored over good dick and getting my ass beat any day of the week.
Agreed. And I don't think, I mean, I feel like if a dude hits you one time, what is there even to think about or weigh out? I mean, if he hits you once, I mean, most likely he's going to hit you again. It's that first, you know?
Yeah. And they do. I mean, they always say that they're sorry. And 9 times out of 10, they are sorry, but not sorry for what they did, just a sorry ass human being. But yeah.
Yep. Sorry excuse for a nigga.
Yeah, they do. And so it's up to the woman to be like, okay, But, you know, it don't just lie with the woman either because, you know, years ago they did a movie about a man that was being abused and nobody believed him because it's like, you're a man. Men get abused too. You find a woman.
Yeah, one of my homeboys was abused.
See what I'm saying?
And it's not just physical. It could be mental, verbal. I mean, there's a lot of different ways to abuse somebody. You know?
My thing is, if you have ill thoughts about doing something to somebody, then don't do it. You know what I mean? Or,
yeah,
you gotta contemplate how you're gonna get back for some, get them back for something that they did, then you don't need to do it them because you're holding a grudge. If you tell a person, like, oh, okay, I understand you fucked up, shit like that, and then in the back of your mind, you're just plotting out the best strategy to hurt them, then you're no better than them. And it's going to consume you because revenge, it's like a poison.
Yeah. It's just going to be a back and forth process.
Yeah, it's going to be like a fucking, a circle. It keeps coming back full circle. It just coming back around. Keep coming back around. You're never going to get your economy back. Because you're in the back of your mind, you're going to always be like, oh, I got to get this person back. Because what they did to me. I got to get them back for what they did to me. Fuck what they did to you. Leave them the fuck alone. And go be
Move
with somebody
on.
Then you'll be in a better place. Because then they'll be like, oh, wow, this bitch really left me. She was somebody else. Damn right.
Yeah.
Damn right. You know?
It's gonna be bad for the both of them. I mean, I don't want to sit here and be like, oh, I can't do it, or oh, it couldn't be me. But, I mean, thank God that it hasn't been me, and I haven't, you know, been in that situation to where I had to make a choice, or to where I had to, you know, feel how you felt. It's just, it's a blessing.
Yeah, things are always a blessing. I mean, it's just like, oh, gosh. Like, even with my daughter. You know, she ended up dating with her baby dad. You know, they started dating when I lived in Florida. And from my understanding, he was the aggressor. He used to whoop her ass. Then my daughter got fed up and she started fighting back. Then she started whooping him ass. And I'm just like, okay, look, y'all have these kids and kids are going to see this. I will say this. The first chick I seen made a weapon out of a cell phone. I did not know cell phone was a chick. To the way she's always like, I'm like, damn. Like, I hold my BlackBerry in my hand and be like, yo, you know what? I could crack somebody's head open with this bitch if I hit them at the right angle. But, you know, balance is not good. Either way it goes, it's just not good. You know what I mean? So you just gotta be careful with what you do, how you do it, and where you do it. You know?
Yep. Or what you can always do, if you're getting beat at home, you could be like J-Lo in that movie Enough and learn self-defense and go and beat his ass.
But she did more than beat him. She killed him.
I mean, that's the least she could have did.
Oh, my God, Becky, look at her butt. Tunchi, I'm not fucking I am not fucking with you. But you know what? You're right. You are so right. They could have. So, I pulled up my damn song so I could play it, and we done completely got sidetracked. And, like, because I really couldn't find, like, what I was looking for. So, I was like, you know, I do know Love is Blind is one. So I'm going to play that, then I'm going to play some music because, you know, I can honestly say I really don't think I'm going to do the whole show tonight because my medicine is kicking in or whatever. But I'm hyped about
you see what I'm doing?
No. Love is Blind by Eve. It's coming. It should be taking forever. Thank you.
when I kill you myself. Play with a bunch of dolls and put her back on the shelf. Wouldn't let her go to school and fed her herself. She had a baby by your ass and you ain't giving no help, uh-huh. Big time hustler, snake motherfucker. One's born every day and every day she was your sucker. How could you beat the mother of your kid? How could you feel that you love her? Don't give a fuck if she lives. She told me she'd leave you. I admit it, she did, but she came back. Made a vibe about humanity, kids. Sweet kisses. Baby ain't even know she was your mistress. Had to deal with them fights and phone calls from your bitches. Lost like you possessed them, telling me to mind my business. That it was her life and stay the fuck out of it. I tried and said just for him, I keep it ready quick. Love is blind, and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is surely not. You need to elevate and find. Love is blind, and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is surely not. You need to elevate and find. I don't even know you and I want you dead. Don't know the facts, but I saw the blood pour from my head. See, I lay down beside her in the hospital bed, and about 2 hours later, doctor said she was dead. Had the nerve to show up at her mother's house the next day to come and pay your respect and help the family pray. Even now, down on one knee and let the tear drop. And before you had a chance to get up, you heard my son cop praying to me now. I ain't God, but I pretend. I ain't thought your life a nigga, I'ma bring it to an end. And I did, clear shots and no regrets. Never stop, I can do it. Nigga, whatever, my bitch, fuck that, my sister, you can never scrap. Even if I let you live, what I love was all about. I consider her my blood and it ain't come no thicker.
Love is blind, and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is surely not. You need to elevate and find. Love is blind, and it'll take over your mind. Think is love, it's truly not. You need to elevate and find. Love is blind, and it'll take over your mind. Think is love, it's truly not. You need to elevate and find. Love is blind, and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love, it's truly not. You need to elevate and find. Love is blind, and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is surely not. You need to elevate and find. Love is blind, and it'll take over your mind.
You know what? I think that song was fitting, and I don't know. Normally, me doing the whole show be an issue, but I'm tired as fuck, and I took my medicine because I'm having like a little setback with my arm because I tried on a pair of jeans that I got.
Girl.
And I think I did something because the front of my shoulder is it's throbbing and it's been burning. So I don't know if I like pulled something or whatever. But, yeah, ooh, remind me, I gotta send you the picture of my scars.
Okay.
Like, not so feeling it, but everybody's like, oh, they're not bad. I mean, I thought it was gonna be worse than that. Motherfucker, it is worse. I've never
Your
had...
Your arm could be gone, so I'd go with scars any day.
Look at your fluffy hair. Anybody ask you for your
Well, I told you anyway, so.
That you did. So I'm blessed. And, like, for everything that they did, those three little scars, I'll take those, and I'll be thankful and grateful for them, you know, because they had to sew shit together inside my shoulder. So it's all good. It's all good. And plus, I don't normally sit up this long. I normally be on my couch where I have to sleep. I've been sleeping on my couch for 3 weeks now. I don't know what it's like to lay in the bed. I don't know what it's like to have sex or any of that stuff. I'm missing out on so much. So, you know, Dahlia, I'm going to need you to get enough for both of us. Like,
you going to need me to what?
I'm going to need you to get enough for both of us, enough sex, enough dick. So when you're getting your back blown out, take about 5 back shots for me because I can't do anything.
Girl, my birth control is sitting right here.
My birth control is downstairs.
No, but I'm talking about my live 1-year-old birth control.
Tell him he's doing a good job. He's doing a real good job. Tomorrow night is going to be fucking crazy because Sunday night should be that shit. I don't know what it is. Like, things just be getting turned up and everything. And, you know, this is what I forgot to tell you. We're also on Tuned In now. So it's a...
Okay.
So people can hear us anywhere.
Okay. Anywhere. And that scar is not bad. Oh, my gosh.
Honey, big thieves come in little packs.
That scar is not bad at all.
No, I'm saying them little motherfuckers come with a big pain factor.
Oh, I can understand that.
Yeah. Yeah, I just got to find some type of oil or cream to put on them because they're raised up and my skin is, like, not smooth, like, right around that area. You know what I mean? So, you know.
Yeah, your hair is cute, though.
Oh, thank you. People are like, oh, I like your hair. Oh, so whatever. Shit, let's not talk about the hair. Let's talk about the nails. And they be like, well, why? Because I can't brush my hair like I want to. I can't comb my hair like I want to. And they look at me like, what? Because when people see the swing, they automatically think it's my arm and my shoulder. So yesterday at the funeral, do you know how many people, like, bumped my shoulder or grabbed me?
Oh.
And I'm just like, oh, my gosh. Like, really? Like, because I couldn't say what I really wanted to say, like, get the fuck away from me, not in church.
Yeah.
But,
well,
yeah,
I would think people would just do the other side, you know, or just call your name instead of just.
Girl, you ain't seen people in a long time, and I had on a jacket, so they really wasn't paying attention. Then I'd be like.
Oh, okay.
Like.
Is there a hurricane coming near you?
I heard about it. I heard it's supposed to snow Tuesday, and it's a big ice storm, snowstorm, like DC.
I was reading, and it said something about 300 mile per hour winds, something, North Carolina, and then East Coast.
Something. Yeah, that's on the coast. No, it's not inland, because I don't
I saw East Coast, and was like, well, I'm good. I ain't chirping, you know.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
I'm like, hurricane? Oh, okay, it's on the East Coast. Oh, let me go ahead and check on Chalk, because she ain't going to be able to swim because of that shoulder if something go down. So, have to make sure my girl's good.
I'm good. I'm great. I got this arm right here, you know? I got my right arm, my left arm. So, I'll be all right. I can handle myself. Most definitely.
Okay.
So, tomorrow, my normal time, 9:30 to 11:30. And, oh, yeah, this is something for you to think about. This is what Tuesday's show is going to be about. I did a question, and I'm going to do a blog about it as well. What would you do if your son or daughter brought home with you? And what I mean by that is for all the women that be going around fucking being trifling, using men for their money and dogging them out and whatnot. Men, you know, that go around playing chicks, using them, everything like that. What the fuck would you do if your dog brought home with you? Especially men. What you gonna do, beat him up?
If your daughter brought home someone like you?
Uh-huh. I tell I tell my boys that all the time. Like, what are you going to do when your daughter brings home you? And basically, it's for men that don't do right by women that have little girls. Because,
yeah.
You know, what you do comes back on you when you do foul shit.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people start lot of men hit me up and was like, yeah, I used to be like that, but I thought about my daughter and stuff like that, and I changed my ways because I don't want my past to come back on my daughter. And then somebody was like, yeah, you know, you probably be using men. Look, motherfucker, I'm not a gold digger. I don't date men for their money.
If they give it, we'll gladly accept.
Yeah, only thing I use a dude for is his dick when I'm, like, playing with my toys. And I'm going to tell him, guess what? I don't feel like playing with a toy. I'm going to use your dick, okay? Not let me smell your dick. Let me use your dick. And that's that. That's what I do. So that's what Tuesday show is going to be about. And that's going to be good because it makes you think. It makes you wonder. For all the people that are out there doing wrong and treating people any old kind of way and not taking it seriously, what are you going to do when your child is old enough and they bring home with you?
Yep, that's true.
That question hit home to a lot of people.
I'm sure.
Yep. So, yeah, that's what Tuesday show is going to be about. It's going to be interesting. Because I would love to hear what Jazzy has to say about this one.
That's interesting.
Very. Very interesting. So, we're going to sign off. We will be back at 9:30 tomorrow for a slow jam Sunday. I will be coming back on stick cam, and y'all might see my little one-armed ass trying to dance a little bit, be flapping my wing. Nah, not my, just my good wing. So, you know, it's going to be quite interesting. I'm being bombarded with fan questions on my fan bridge account. We got to set you up, and you'll just be like, oh, my God, Chuck, I can't believe shit that I've been asked. And you're like, girl, I can't believe shit people ask me. So, tomorrow, 9:30 to 11:30, Chocolate City Slow Jams. Chocolate City Radio is Slow Jam Sundays with Chuck Mommy and Dollar. We will be back turning it up. If you have requests, if you want to play songs you ain't heard in a while, then come on out, because it's going to be off the fucking chain.
Yes, and I have a short film that I was in recently. It comes out tomorrow, so tune in tomorrow to find out how you can watch it. Basically, it's called A Black Scary Movie, and it's about what black people would do in the instance, in the instances that happens in scary movies, how a nigga would react. So it's funny. It was something we shot in 2 days, and it was a lot of fun. So just tune in tomorrow to see how exactly it is that you can see it, and I would appreciate the support.
Got you. I love you. I love everybody that tuned in tonight. Sorry I had to shortchange y'all, but I ain't feeling good. So, tomorrow, when I'm feeling better, and I'm getting y'all in the mood to fuck your significant other and give them good wood and everything like that, and then y'all would be like falling in love with people and everything like that, it's just going to be like really, 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 really nice. So this is Chuck Mommy signing off, and Dahlia, and we will talk to you guys tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Good night.